Shalom, saints. I greet each and every one in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is another opportunity to bring the word of the Lord unto you. We thank God for the thoughts that we started on salvation and reward. And we saw that salvation, we are saved by grace. It is a free gift from God. We are not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. Good works are the evidence of salvation, not the cause of it. If there is no works or change of life to follow salvation, then it should be questioned whether the person was truly saved. So salvation is needful for us to do the works of God, for us to receive our rewards when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And it is also needful that we yield ourselves as vessels unto the Lord. It should be our primary objective that what I can do, I hope others can also do the same. And what I cannot do, I wish someone else can do. We should not be selfish. I would like to do more as well as I will expect others to do more. How I need to realize that I can only be a single vessel in the work of God. I cannot monopolize it. I dare not consider the work and its result altogether mine. We are in the body of Christ, and we need to work hand in hand with each other. If I insist that everything must be done by me, then I have not recognized the body of Christ. And the moment I recognize the body of Christ and I place myself in a better position, then I realize that both my labor and that of others mean a lot to me and gain to the body of Christ. And all the glory to the Lord and the blessing to the church. Hallelujah. So, now, when we are, yes, sinners, our primary goal is salvation. But after we are saved, we become believers, our goal is reward. How I will receive a reward, a very tangible reward from the Lord, you see. That should be our primary objective. See, we should strive to be Christ-like, you know, dying daily to take up our cross and follow Christ. The Bible says, there is this verse in John chapter 12, verse 24. Let's quickly read that portion. John chapter 12, verse 24. Let's hear the word of the Lord. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die and bringeth forth much fruit, Hallelujah. So, for you to bear fruit unto the Lord, for you to, you know, attain to the reward that the your Lord will give unto you when you appear before that judgment seat of Christ, you need to die. The Bible says, except a corn of wheat fall onto the ground and die, it abided alone. If you don't die to yourself, how will you, the corn will germinate and bear fruit? The Lord Jesus Christ himself was a corn of wheat. He fell to the ground. He died. He rose again. And out of that, the church was born. And we have so many members of that glorious church moving forward with a common objective to possess the gates of the enemy. But our primary goal is reward when we should appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You see, so here it is. You know, the perishing should receive salvation first and then pursue after reward. For salvation is provided for sinners, whereas reward is provided for believers. Hallelujah. Let's read this portion of scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. The book of Corinthians, epistle of Paul, the apostle. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. Here it reads, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, whether to done in his body according to that he have done, whether it be good or bad." You see, so definitely we are all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and everyone is going to receive a reward in the things done in his body, whether good or bad. You see, but the good thing of this judgment seat, as I mentioned earlier on, is for reward purposes. The Bible says, "Blessed are they that are counted worthy of the first resurrection, for the second death have no power over them." But I don't want to appear before that judgment seat of Christ without any reward. I want to work. You know, the reward should be my heartbeat. I want to do the works of God. I want to support the work of God. I want to play my role in the local church, you know, the body of Christ, to promote the body of Christ. That is should be my primary objective. Hallelujah. You see. So we see that men ought to receive salvation first and then pursue reward after. You see, this parable of the talents in Matthew 25. It's a long Bible verse, but I will just skip some portions along as I read that portion of scripture. Matthew 25, when the husbandman went on a journey and entrusted his goods unto his servants. Matthew chapter 25, he said, from verse 14. He said, "Then the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling unto a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them goods." Some verses say talents. He say, Unto some he gave 5 talents, and unto some he gave 2 talents, and unto one he gave 1. But each and every one, you know, traded with that talent and had profit of it. But let's hear what's happened to the one who had just one talent. Verse 24. He said, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, and there thou hast that is mine. Wow. 1 talent, he was afraid, and then hid it, and it didn't yield profit. Let's hear what the Lord said to this servant. Verse 29. The Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not sown. Thou oughtest therefore to put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. You see, thou wicked and slothful servant. I don't want to be a wicked and a slothful servant. Whatever the Lord has given unto me as a talent, I would like to, you know, use this to the kingdom of God. I would like that talent to yield fruit. And then when I appear unto the Lord, he will say, thou well done, thou faithful servant. I don't want to be that one that hid the talent. So after salvation, we need to strive for reward. The perishing should receive salvation, and the saved should win reward. Hallelujah. We are going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize, the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth to the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. Hallelujah. I want to receive an incorruptible crown. They that run in a race, they run to receive a prize. And that prize is by the Lord, the incorruptible crown. In this secular world, when people are running, they receive prizes. And those prizes are corruptible. But the one that I'm going to receive is an incorruptible. Hallelujah. So, it behooves us to work for the Lord, put in our maximum as we are here, you know, striving into the kingdom of God, you know, doing more things for the Lord. Let's read Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. The book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Let's hear the word of God. Now, this is Apostle Paul talking. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We must press forward to the mark of the high calling of God, so that when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ, our reward will be awesome. Now, we see here that Paul was stressing on reward. Paul knew he is saved already, just as we believe it. When we come to Christ, we are saved by grace, but we need to work for the reward. Now, the problem here is that lost are not sure of their salvation. Some are still tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. The doctrine in the end time, the deceptions that are going on, the false doctrines that are circulated. People are being tossed to and fro. They don't know what they stand for. But what did the Bible say? He said what? We must be established in the present truth. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. Be established. I think we'll read that portion as our last scripture for the day. Be established in the second truth. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of those things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Be established in the faith. Be established by the fivefold ministry, where God had raised able men, men to preach, men to bring us to edification, men to bring us to the full knowledge of the Son of God. We must be established in that faith. Hallelujah. So, Paul, having been saved, is seeking a reward. And that should be the heartbeat of every believer. It is my heartbeat. Be saved, you and your household, and you appear before the judgment seat of Christ. The reward to reign with the Lord in his kingdom, in his millennial kingdom. Oh, to the marriage supper, and come back and reign with you here on earth. Oh, how glorious it will be. There comes a reward after salvation. Let us strive unto that. Hallelujah. God bless you richly, and we bring our sharing to a close here this morning. We will take it from here, the Lord willing, tomorrow. May the Lord bless you all. Shalom, and God bless.